Right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Wednesday, January 4th. And there is a lot going on because yesterday, the stock market started off 2023 on a low note with both Tesla and Apple shares dragging down the markets. And today, then, we had the jobs report, and a little bit later, we have the Fed meeting minutes to be released. So how will the markets react to this? And most importantly, how are we trading these markets? By the way, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This smart, super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets that are, what, heading into a recession or not. We'll talk about this. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. If you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And boy, I mean, really, yesterday, I mean, on the daily chart, it doesn't look like much, Mark, but where's the Santa Claus, really?
The Santa Claus rally appears to be dead in Santa's sleigh tracks. And I mean, gosh, we talked about it last 5 days of the year, first 2 days of the new year. Supposedly, you have what's known as a Santa Claus rally, where on average, the markets are up 1.4%. Last week, just kind of a wash. Yesterday, a big reversal. I mean, that's the thing. On a daily chart, it just kind of looks like a, down, 0.4%, but just opening up strong out of the gate and a quick drop that was sustained, a little bit of a rebound towards the end of the day, but kind of a lackluster day.
Yeah, and it just shows that the traders are still concerned about what's happening here in the markets, right? What about inflation? What about the labor market? What is happening with China and COVID? What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in Europe with the energy situation, and what will the Fed do? So just lots of question marks. And this were also yesterday, surprisingly, we actually saw the VIX moving higher. Let me just go there. So yesterday, pretty big jump for the VIX of almost 7% at some point.
Yeah.
And the VIX is the fear index, just showing that there's some uncertainty.
So it looks like towards the end of the year, there was just lower volatility and traders were just kind of going into the new year quiet. And then that VIX spike, even when the markets were up early on.
Yeah. So super interesting. And I mean, yesterday it was really driven. This is where, commentators and investors blame Tesla and Apple. I mean, yesterday Tesla had a big down day. I believe that yesterday down 12%. After missing delivery expectations. And also Apple somehow got in the crossfires yesterday. Apple down, 4%? Which is pretty big for Apple.
Yeah, and this is where for Apple, there were some reports that it will cut production because of weaker demand. So, a little bit of a dip there. But Tesla is really just the nasty one.
Yeah. And I mean, we know because of the market capitalization and the weighting in the index that Apple and Tesla are heavyweight in the indices. So this, when they're moving down and especially Tesla moving down 12%, that's dragging the Nasdaq down. So today, and this were yesterday, it was more about the individual stocks. Today, we are back to an economic calendar that actually has some interesting stuff on there. So Monday was a holiday, so we have a short trading week. And the big one this week is on Friday, the jobs reports. And this morning, the JOLTS jobs opening was released. And this gives us a little bit of a glimpse of what to expect on Friday. And this was interesting, a surprise to the upside.
It was, Marcus, and I think that this JOLTS job openings, I believe that it started to be reported after the housing crisis, and it's something that the Fed does take into consideration. Now, the data reported was actually for November, so we're a little bit delayed with this information, but came in slightly better than expected, signaling that we could see a continued strong labor market, which wouldn't be good for the Fed's efforts to tame inflation, but the numbers were also pretty much in line with what we had the previous month. So, you know, was it a big deal? I don't know.
There was definitely a reaction. I mean, here we are seeing the five-minute chart of a NASDAQ, and we see that at first there was a reaction like, oh my gosh, the jobs market is better again. The Fed will hate it. And then everybody realized, oh yeah, wait. This is the November report. It's not the December report. And it is pretty much in line with expectations. And I was also watching the 10-year notes. And initially, they jumped up a little bit, but then quickly pulled back, which basically tells us that this jobs report didn't get traders spooked that now, oh my gosh, the Fed will keep raising interest rates like crazy and will change the course where they recently took the foot off the gas. I mean, that doesn't seem to be the case here.
Well, I think you also have to take it take the ISM manufacturing index into consideration. And when you look at that together, we really just have mixed data once again. Right? Because the ISM manufacturing PMI data came in lower than expected. It was the first time, I believe, or that maybe the first time there was contraction I saw in 30 months of expansion. So that would be good for at least what the Fed wants.
Yeah. So this is where overall the probabilities of a Fed, of an interest rate increase of a quarter point is still at 70%, and that's where it was yesterday. So no change there, but this can change quickly this afternoon when the Fed meeting minutes are being released at 2:00 Eastern time.
Another red flag report, and at least based on what we saw this morning, even though it was a mixed bag, and in my opinion, not really any information to get excited about, that reaction just shows that traders are looking for anything right now to potentially move the market.
Exactly, because we have another 2 weeks until earnings season is kicking in. And until then, we want to know, what is the Fed thinking? What will they do? And we have 28 days until the next meeting, which is on February 1st. So we still have a few weeks. It's coming up, and we have more economic data coming out this week and then also next week. I believe next week, look at this. Powell is speaking on Tuesday. And then on Thursday next week, we have CPI data. And I think so next week will be a volatile week. Today, all eyes on the Fed and the meeting minutes to see what are they thinking, to get a little bit more glimpse into their thinking and how concerned or not concerned they are about the labor market, inflation, and all the good stuff. So yeah, a little bit all over the place. Right now, all three major indices are slightly up here.
You know, Marcus, yesterday we mentioned that following a losing year, you typically see a winning year. And on average, after a losing year, the S&P's been up 15%. So pretty strong year following a loss. I did see data today, though, that showed there have been only four times when the S&P has had back-to-back losing years, and the second losing year is always worse.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So we will see. What will happen probably in January is that we are probably battling here the 200-day moving average again. Now, we saw that in December, we touched it, we briefly closed above, but then fell below. So I think this is what we will see in January. Will we be able to significantly move above the 200-day moving average, which right now is exactly at the 4,000 level in the S&P 500, which is also a big psychological level here?
Sure. And, you know, I think that that's a level to watch. I mean, right now we're just kind of grinding, trying to find, you know, some direction heading into the new year. Of course, the Santa Claus rally was a bust. Today would be included in that information, but all things considered, it really wasn't an exciting end of the year and start to the new year. So we'll see if some of these round numbers hold and if we get another move back towards 4,000.
Yeah. And today, officially, the last day of the Santa Claus rally. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Okay, let's take a look at our positions here that we have, and also possibly some new opportunities. So CTRA. Okay, we got to talk about this. Let's actually zoom in a little bit. CTRA, we got assigned at 26. Our break even, my break even is at 24.86. And yesterday it closed at, what is this? $23.20. Like, oh, is this position in trouble, Mark?
Well, you know, it's interesting. And this is a little bit of a sneak peek into some of the things that we do with the Mastermind group, because I did a deep dive into all of the wheel trades that we put on last year. And then next week, we have our virtual boardroom with the Mastermind group where I review what I discovered and some of the data that I came across. And one thing that was interesting is that on average, we saw a closed drawdown of 10% when we're in a wheel trade. So technically speaking, this is behaving completely normal for us, where we get into a trade, we get assigned, we sell some calls. There could be a little bit of a pullback. And then if this behaves just like we want it to, after that pullback, you see some more buying interest, we're able to sell calls again, and then we get called away.
Yeah. Anyhow, today CTRA, huge rebound, 3%. So not yet at a point where I want to sell calls, because we prefer selling calls at our assigned price. We could sell calls just above our break even, and that would be okay. That gets us out of the position with a profit. But as I said, I mean, we just got into the position. There's right now no need to be super aggressive selling calls. So therefore, I rather wait for another day like this, where we have another 3-4% move, and then being able to sell the 26 calls. I mean, this one here worked pretty well, because we have been able to sell calls quite a few times.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just below break even right now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you have it on your chart.
Yeah, so I'm right here. So the break even is at 24.86. We're right now at 23.97. Let's see if we can break through the 24. So same as you, not too concerned about this. NVIDIA. I mean, this is the one where I'm really having lots of fun selling puts, selling calls. I mean, right now, today, not a whole lot happening here. This is where my cost base is at 160.91, and my break even is at 137. So right now, we are trading well above my break even. I want to see if sometime this week I can sell the 165, and maybe we get a rally after the Fed meeting minutes this afternoon. Could happen. Otherwise, I'm more interested probably next week selling the 165 or the 170. So here, definitely want to milk this a little bit more. This is the, for me, that's actually the trade of the year. That is the trade that has generated the most amount in premium for me. And therefore, I'm very happy to be in this trade and to continue being in this trade.
So far, so good. And even with this pullback, you're seeing some short-term support. Looks like we're consolidating, getting ready to make another move.
Yeah, we'll see. And then we have Google. Google just beats to its own drum, right? I mean, yesterday when the markets were down, Google was up. Today when the markets are up, Google is down. I mean, Google, what's happening here, brother?
This one has really behaved in such an interesting way. And it does look like there could be some short-term support around 86.50. We saw those November lows around 83.34, it looks like. So, you know, it's not fun when you have a position that you're not able to sell calls on, but time and time again, we see that selling calls prematurely below our cost basis, below our break even, comes back to haunt us. So I have no problem sitting on this one. And again, once again, based on the positions that we've traded and the winning trades that we've had with the wheel, this is still behaving in a normal way. It's just been unfortunate that we haven't been able to sell calls for a while.
Yeah. All right, looking at new opportunities today, not too much going on. Let's actually talk about the filter here. So usually on Monday and Tuesday, we are looking for this week's expiration. And today on Wednesday, this is where we start looking at this week's and next week's expiration to see if there's anything popping up. And according to my filter criteria here, not too much. I mean, honestly, yesterday was a good day. We had several energy stocks popping up that some of our Mastermind students took. We are already in CTRA, so we don't like to double up. I know that also yesterday was a fantastic opportunity for Apple. And several of our mastermind members are already taking profits today after selling calls on Apple yesterday. So for today, not too much going on. A few household names. Google is on there. What do you think about that strike price that we see here on the chart of 84? Would you be interested in selling puts on Google at 84 if you weren't in it?
Yeah, if I wasn't in Google and I hadn't decided to trade Apple, right, because that was one that was correlated to AMD and Google, you know, I think that Google's okay here. And I know that you have those lows that were recently established here. That strike is back at those lows. Longer term, it looks like there's some support around those levels as well.
Yeah, this is where we see our lowest close indicator basically showing exactly here that at 83.50. So 84 would actually be a really good price to sell puts on if you weren't in there yet. All right, Microsoft also on the scanner. Microsoft got downgraded this morning. So what do you think about Microsoft compared to Google? Which one would you rather own?
You know, I think you could go either way, but one difference here, and maybe it's an issue, maybe it's not, you have data driving this move, meaning you have this downgrade, right? And so there's a reaction to that information. And when I have something like that happen, I just want to make sure that it looks like the stock has found a little bit of a bottom for the day rather than just being in a free fall. So that would be one thing to consider. Another thing is this move today puts us kind of in no man's land. Yes, we have prior support there, but if you look at Google, Google's trading right in this range that we've had over the last couple of days. So it's actually trading right in an area where buyers were buying Google, right? So in my opinion, Google is a better trade here.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, is this helpful as we are walking through these trades and comparing different symbols? If it is, give us a like because then we'll do more of this. So we are looking at the likes and then we look at the content that we provided. And the more you like it, the more of the content that you liked we will provide here. So give us a like really quick. And I agree. I also must say, I kind of like Google's business model better because it's easier for me to understand. I mean, Microsoft, back in the days, it was the operating system. Right now, it's cloud computing, it's Azure. There's a whole lot going on. For me, Microsoft's business model is not as easy to understand as Google, which is we sell advertising. Right? We sell advertising on YouTube. We sell advertising on a bunch of websites. We sell advertising on the search engine that everybody seems to use, Google, or I don't know what their market share is. They're dominating it. And the same with YouTube. I mean, we saw that Facebook tried it with Reels. Instagram tried it with Reels. TikTok. And it seems that nobody can really dethrone the YouTubes.
No, and you know, when it comes to Google and Microsoft, if you look at the asset correlation, they are highly correlated. You have a correlation over the last year of 0.85, so they basically move together. So you need to take your pick. I wouldn't be trading both of them at the same time. And I think Google's chart looks better.
Yeah, I mean, but either one is fine. But as you see, yes, very highly correlated here to Google as well as Nvidia. No surprise there at all. Okay. Anyhow, by the way, we did a video of how to find the best stocks to trade for the wheel. And I'll link to the video right here. So take a look at this and then we'll see you again tomorrow. Don't forget, hit like.
Happy trading, everybody.